And what's your name?
Noah.
Noella. Amen. All these groovy names. Hallelujah. Noella. Well, we bless you for Noella. We thank you for her good-heartedness. We thank you for her straightforwardness. You're quite straightforward, although you play your kind of cards very close to yourself. You're a deep thinker, and sometimes you keep lots of your thoughts to yourself. This is a time the Lord is increasing your hunger for Him, because you have a heart that's geared towards relationship. You're never going to be friends with lots and lots of people. You will build your friendship base over your lifespan and live your relationships through a handpicked group of close friends. You have a heart for intimacy. There's a loyalty within you, a sincerity within you. You're black and white. Sin is black and white to you. You never live in the gray. You have at times a simplicity of thought, an uncluttered thought process, where everyone's debating things all around you. You've already got it in the first thought that come into your head. I've given you an uncomplicated mind, says the Lord, that you will help unravel other people's messes. There is pastoral love within you that's growing already, and your relationships will grow and develop as people see your sincerity, as people become aware of the earnest side of your personality. There are hidden treasures that the Lord has put within you that will be developed in seasons of grace. The Lord says you will go through to seasons of grace, and there will be great development of those treasures, but in the third season of grace, other people will become aware of what you're carrying. Other people will be aware of what I have birthed in your life. For in days to come, you will be a woman that will move in the power of God. I will give you a deep desire to move in my healing anointing, says the Lord. I will give you a great desire to move in the mantle of miracles. And the Lord says, at times it will seem like I am moving very slowly in your life, but when I work in you, I will work thoroughly, says the Lord. I will take you on a journey of thorough preparation, that you will be like a thoroughbred. When I bring you before people, they will see that I have done a very deep work in you by my Holy Spirit, and many will rejoice in me, says God.